This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This edition of the Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. We are looking forward to an action-packed week, both in terms of several meetings from central bankers, as well as we are in the thick of the Q2 earnings season. Especially when you're talking about Wall Street, Wall Street is on track to snap a two-month losing streak, given the fact that most of the indices are trading with substantial gains for the month. The Dow has gained over 5% last week, the S&P 500 gained over 3.5%, and Nasdaq is up over 2% in the week gone by. And most of the US markets actually saw significant gains on Friday session, indicating that as far as global equity markets are concerned, there continues to be renewed hope around the fact that central bankers may take a pause or may see softening as far as interest rate hikes are concerned. European markets too ended Friday session on a mixed note, especially given the fact that this week we would be tracking the FOMC meet that begins on Tuesday. Coming to gold and commodity prices, gold prices fell over 1%, and crude prices are hovering around the $90 a barrel mark, again indicating that crude prices continue to remain quite elevated. Coming closer to India, remember the RBI policy meet is scheduled. It's an interim meet. No action is expected from the RBI as per sources to CNBC TV 18, but it is more to understand why the inflation targets haven't been met as yet. The commentary from that meet would be very interesting to track. Key events as far as today's trading session is concerned, important results in terms of infrastructure major L&T, but also watching results of Bharti Airtel and Tata Steel. Talking about Asian markets, trading with gains. However, China PMI data has come in lower than anticipated. The SGX Nifty is indicating a strong, substantial gap of opening as far as Indian markets are concerned.